That's bad news for victims, it's bad news for witnesses, and it certainly is bad news for the accused. If they're guilty, then they're out there in the streets potentially causing more trouble, and if they're innocent, they're hanging on for an unjustifiable length of time. And this is only the beginning of it, with more court closures coming online, including the most recent one in Cooper, where the Sheriff and GP court closed in May. This has been done to save money. It hasn't been done to improve the criminal justice system, and it's evident that it's not improving the system. I'm calling on the Cabinet Secretary to rethink this, where a court has been closed recently, as in Cooper. He should rethink again and see if that can be reopened, and halt the other closures which are planned.